going on, Clipper Nation? It's that Friday feeling.
Feels good today.
It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Woo!
Bringing you the news, the Clippers news, 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. Even though there's not a whole lot going on.
We're starting with shavings today, just to throw everyone off.
Yeah, you know what? It's your favorite off-season daily edition.
Oh, yeah.
Shavings. We talk about everything that's going on. We're picking up the stuff on the cutting room floor.
There's a smattering today, I would say, of stuff from the shavings.
So stay tuned for all of that. Today is Friday. Every single Friday, we rank something in the Pacific Division. Today, mm-hmm. we're doing lineup sizes, a.k.a. Thickest boys.
Thickest boys. One team very much in the Pacific Division has thicker boys than the other one, which is really funny.
So we kind of teased this a little bit yesterday. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, check it out. There was a fan-cited article that listed two Clippers' weaknesses, which included size as well as health. We debunked both of those lies, both caps.
We absolutely did.
Uncapped them. And then everybody's favorite Friday segment.
Oh, people love it.
Love, marry, kill. We got a great... Chucky's got you handled, baby. We got a good one.
This is a weird one today, and I'm excited for it.
All right, so stay tuned for all of that. Thank you so much for listening. If you're a new listener, come on, man.
What's
give
up?
Us a subscription.
Yeah.
How's it going? Let us know what you think of the pod on iTunes, on Spotify. Can you leave reviews there? I don't know. Wherever you leave reviews.
Can't on Stitcher.
Do it on Google Plus. I don't care.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
So welcome to Shavings. We're just opening this drawer, digging around in there. not the best Foley work. So I think the thing that everyone was most excited about in the last 24 hours in the Clippers sphere was Paul George's Instagram post.
Oh, I was ecstatic.
Posted himself working out, getting shots up.
The shoulders look good. There was a shot.
To be fair, I don't know what a bad shoulder would look like in this scenario.
There was a shot of just his back with no shirt on. I zoomed in on it. It's my phone background. Good looking set of shoulders.
Oh, it's Paul George.
That was his healed set of shoulders.
Yeah, there was no wraps or anything on it, which I thought was kind of interesting.
No.
Wonder if he got through the training that we outlined earlier in the week.
Yeah, I don't think you leave that on at all times.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Just
I think if you cut off 50% of blood flow, all time, I think that would hamper the healing process.
Do you think this is an inkling that he could be back sooner than we had initially thought? There's no context. These are just him getting shot.
I don't think it changes the timeline.
Yeah.
I think, once again, we talked about this earlier in the week, but there is so much that goes into coming back from an injury. And when we're truly talking about a recovery, it's not just... Can he play? it's a matter of can a player play sustainably without re-injuring.
It's that return to play, as Dr. Bryant says.
Yes.
Yeah, someone on Twitter just before we started recording this said, this is a cool picture, but I don't want him to rush back. The number one seed doesn't mean as much if it's going to make him come back any less healthy, and I completely agree.
And I think it's a situation, too, where... last year, you know, there were some questions. It was clear that something wasn't right, but I think that he felt that he was in a place where he needed to carry a team.
Well, they didn't have as much depth.
And he also felt like he could play, so yeah. Why wouldn't he play?
For sure.
And I think now, given the severity, which, you know,
yeah.
still, I still don't think it's anything to read too much into. These are pretty commonplace injuries.
Yeah.
I just think that he realizes, A, that, you know, it's not worth him coming back if he's not playing 100%.
Yeah, he's going for a chip.
He's going for a chip. And he is not the sole offense.
No, not at all. I'm excited for it. It got me just hyped for the season, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I want to respect or give respect to Paul George for, always wearing Clippers stuff. Every picture, he's wearing a hat or something. He's just always repping the Clippers. He looks genuinely happy.
Maybe this is all. He's just hamming it up for the cameras. But it truly feels like he's a kid again. Like he's really excited about the sport and these guys. I mean, he might as well be wearing a draft day cap. He's so excited.
He seems jacked, man. Some other shavings. Ralph Lawler, of course, inducted into the Hall of Fame last night.
Incredible.
There's an interesting quote. Remains invested in the team even after his awkward retirement with the team on the cusp of a championship. It's one of the most unfortunately timed retirements in sports history.
How is it awkward, though?
Because he's leaving right before it, like, right before the cusp of it.
No, I don't think it's awkward, man. The guy put in 40 years.
No, he's saying it was awkward. Like, he was saying, like, for him, it's like he's watching this team blossom into championship contenders, and he's like, eh, it just kind of sucks.
He said his only regret in life was that he wasn't 10 years younger so he could follow the Clippers for another 10 years.
Yeah, it's a timeline in terms of retirement that I think it bums me out.
Yeah.
It really does kind of suck.
It does, but at the same time, it's not like he's dead or anything. Like, you know.
No, he made a point in that. He was like, I'm still as heavily involved in the offseason. He was jumping up and down in bed when he saw that the Clips got Kawhi.
He still tweets about the Clippers every day.
Yeah. He treated support for Brian Seaman the other day.
He, like Magic Johnson, you know, he gets a little bit more freedom with his Twitter usage now.
Exactly.
And I think that in your old age is what you should be prioritizing.
Evidently now it is. If we make the finals...
After 40 years of this podcast, my Twitter's going to go wild.
It's going to go crazy. If we make the finals, do you think he gets in the booth? That's so far down the road, and it's such a big thing.
I hope so. Do
you think he gets in the booth?
Well, the thing is you can't because it's a nationally televised game.
Yeah.
But I would love to see, like, almost a fan-driven thing where we could do... Maybe it would be cool to just stream the audio or something. You know, like, do a pot. Like, maybe he's just even... this sounds insane.
I know what you're saying.
But he's, like, recording on the sideline, maybe even, and then, like, we can
set
that
up later. Or they
have
him just come say what's up in the booth.
Yeah, for sure.
Call a quarter.
For sure.
Yeah, I would love that. That'd be fantastic. He'll definitely be in the house, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Can't imagine they're not giving him seats.
He gets a ring, right?
Ooh.
He has to get a ring.
They have to give him a ring, dude.
If
those people who we're talking about, who used to own this team, get three rings somehow, only two of them, don't know how three works.
Ralph and Joe both get one.
Ralph and Joe absolutely should both get one. Joe having a ring would be great.
And Bill, too.
Maybe, sure.
Think Bill deserves a ring?
Not necessarily.
I think he does.
Okay, that's fine. Call Jostens.
for pure enthusiasm alone.
Yeah. Call Jostens. I'll get it handled. We have to touch on this because it happened, and people kind of asked us to talk about it. Jerry West received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Donald Trump. He said, "It never ceases to amaze me the places you can go in this world chasing a basketball." And I'll tell you one thing, better than Bob Cousy's quote. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, there was some outrage. People were saying change the logo.
Which I'm like, I don't know. No, but...
If you want to change the logo, that's, you know, it's fine. I don't know. Jerry West, man. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah. I wish we didn't have this president to give him that medal. I'm happy he got the medal itself.
I think, I think it's a fault of the establishment for not giving him a medal sooner.
There you go. He said his name was going to look like a misprint among the greats who've gotten the honor in the past, which I think was a great quote, too. But, Jerry West, don't know what he's going to do with that medal. Probably put it up in one of those weird...
He's doing the
mellow after the Olympics and throwing it in the Baltimore River. That would be so great.
Yes.
He was just like, ha-ha, big psyche idiots.
Stop snitching, stop lying, starring Jerry West. I just want to say one thing on this.
Okay.
The one thing on this entire thing.
Okay.
And this isn't even a political statement. It's just an observation. Why is this the one speech that Trump stuck to the script on? If you see him speak on anything else...
There's no script.
He's going off top.
I don't even think he's going off top.
He's making things up. He's just saying things that are blatantly incorrect.
Anyway, go ahead.
But during the clip in this, he's clearly reading off the script. He's clearly reading off a script in which they've even phonetically spelled out Kawhi so he can say it right. And he's like staring at it the whole time. I think they spelled it K-A-H... hyphen W-H-Y.
I think it was K-A-W-H-Y.
Oh, okay.
Because he's an idiot. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking some size and the lineups of the Pac Div. Want to give, anytime you're craving something, check out Postmates. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. They offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery, and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. Order a hoagie, get a shirt, get some socks, get some dim sum, I don't know. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your next 7 days.
Does that apply for anything?
Yes. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON, all caps, one word.
Does it have to be just your first time, or can anyone use it?
First time.
Ah. Has anyone out there not used Postmates yet? Get at us. Let us know if you haven't used Postmates yet.
And use the promo code Locked On. So welcome to the lineups of the Pac Div.
What that size do?
What that size? Wow, that's new. Did not know we were doing that today. So we're kind of looking at projected starting lineups for each team fully healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at their average height and their average weight. Not a lot of disparities in the Pac Div in terms of weight. Like everyone is, every average height is right around 6'6". Every average
6'6", shorter than I would have thought.
Shorter than I would have thought too. The Suns, Warriors, and Kings are all in the 217 to 216 average weight range. The Clippers have an average weight of 220, which is bigger than those. The Lakers have an average weight of 234 on their starting lineup. The starting lineup projected for the Lakers, I had LeBron, AD, Danny Green, McGee, and Rondo. Is that too far off?
I don't think so.
Okay. But, and even if you put Kuzma in here, he's heavier than Danny Green. Yeah, than Rondo and the Danny Green. It's interesting, too. I was looking at the average NBA service of these teams.
Okay.
Lakers have an average NBA service in their starting lineup of 11.4 years.
You know, some people love vets.
Clips, 5.
That one actually surprises me.
Kings, 3.8. Suns, 5, which surprised me.
Dang.
And then the Warriors with 6.
Okay, that one blows me away.
Mm-hmm. So you got Looney. The starting lineup for the Warriors I had was Steph, D'Angelo, Draymond, Looney, and Glenn Robinson.
All right.
What does this indicate? So for me, when I look at the Lakers' weight at 234 and that number of the average NBA service, it leads me to believe maybe one of the slower teams in the Pac-Div. A lot of miles on those legs, a lot of weight for those legs to carry.
No question.
Per average.
No
right?
question.
It's an interesting thing to look at because as teams get more defined and fine-tuned, I guess, like how the Clippers know all the roles and whatnot for everybody, this seems like it's going to matter more.
Age.
Age and miles.
Yes.
Especially. Like you look at, LeBron and Rondo obviously bump up this number of years in the NBA service for the Lakers, for sure.
They have all of these guys, I mean.
Yeah, they got miles on them. And you look at the Clips, I was surprised at 5 years.
Yeah.
That's not barely an NBA career, obviously, but it was much lower than I thought given how much older I feel like our team plays, if that makes sense.
So how much further is this skewed, though, if you do go front to back?
Pretty skewed.
Lakers still the oldest.
Lakers still the oldest. Clippers, I mean, still kind of around-ish.
Yeah, I guess you're
Lou
right.
Bumps it up. And Magruder bumps it up.
No, Magruder's still pretty young.
Yeah, that's true. But really,
he's 26, I think.
Lou's the only one who really bumps it up that much.
Yeah.
We have a lot of under 10 guys in terms that's of true. Service in the NBA. Kings, very young. Suns, very young. The Warriors are interesting because I was looking at the starting lineup, and it's good. Steph, D'Angelo, Draymond is really good. Looney, I think, is going to be good. But I don't have as much fear instilled in me, which I think might be.
I think that's a mistake.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what they want.
Yeah, I think Steph, D'Angelo, Draymond, Looney, that is a group that, you know, one out of those four doesn't have the continuity that the mm-hmm. others do. But I don't know how it's going to work.
For sure.
I don't know how it's going to work yet, like what that's going to look like, but I don't see it. This is not a problem that the Warriors have.
Okay, for sure.
The Warriors, to me, don't really have problems finding guys and, like, finding a way to make them work in the system. And maybe that's due to the willpower of the player wanting to work in that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's a mixture of, you know, both coaching and a strong veteran locker room presence.
Yeah.
As well as, yeah, I mean, I think that you look better when you play the role that you're supposed to play there.
For sure, which is kind of what the Clippers have been trying to do.
Yeah.
Which is great, finding sure. people's roles. That average height, Warriors do have the shortest average height by 2 inches.
Yeah, this is interesting to me.
Yeah.
They're, you know, the prototypical small ball team.
Yeah, and I
kind of hate that word, but it's fine.
But it is. I mean, and you look at the Suns' average height, 6'6". With obviously Ayton pushing that up because he's the only 7-footer on there. It's just kind of cool to look at, I guess, the body
types.
How tall is
Bagley? 6'10"?
He's close, yeah. Because then you look at our guys, and, you know, Kawhi, Paul George, Green, all pretty much within a similar body archetype.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of, it's like that Boston situation.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of guys who are kind of the same size and play the same position. Luckily, our guys are much better than Boston. And Zoo bumps up our our age, excuse me, not our age, the height average too. It's interesting to see because we talked about traditional centers and how they don't really like affect like the giant outcome of the game.
Yeah.
Every single one of these teams has what you would say a quote unquote traditional center in this projected lineup.
Oh yeah.
So well, all a guy, no, I'm sorry, it's all a guy above 7 feet or right around 7 feet.
Yes.
Who is maybe a little on the skinnier side, who's, you know, and because Willie Cauley-Stein is also on the Warriors.
Yeah, why didn't you toss him in the starting lineup?
I figured Looney would start.
That's probably a good
he's
call.
Much better. I think he's much better. But, yeah, it's funny to see that that 7-footer still not going away.
No, and I mean, this we talked about a little bit on the on a show the other day, but what I meant when I said that was not that every team doesn't have one of these guys and every team doesn't need one of these guys. I'm just saying that that's not the guy that tips a championship. That's not the guy that wins a championship. Is he an essential piece? For sure. Is he the most essential piece? God, no.
Yeah, we put, I mean, you know, we put JaMychal in at the five and beat the Warriors in the playoffs. So it's definitely something to look at. I really just think it's funny that the Lakers have the heaviest team in the Pac-Div. Based on the start.
Well, I mean, Avery Bradley's not in this, so.
That's very true. Avery Bradley brings down their average weight by.
Old Bird Bone, Avery Bradley.
By 65 pounds.
140 pounds, apparently, right now, so.
Oh, yeah. Just some general Pac-Div talk. Do you think. So I feel like it's moving more to a Big Two situation for what teams are doing with, like, superstars.
Absolutely.
Do you think.
Except for the Warriors still.
Well, because they can do the big three, which is nice for them. Do you think with only two players maybe being targeted as having your two stars, that the dispersion of higher level players throughout divisions will make division play more competitive? Because right now it means absolutely nothing to win a division title. No one cares. It does not affect your seeding. It does not affect anything.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it might matter a little bit more just because arguably three out of these five teams could be in that home
for
court
us,
advantage.
Definitely.
Bloodbath.
Yeah.
So
and four could make the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. So, it could matter a little bit more. The thing is
will it ever matter? Unless
will
they
it
make
matter?
It matter.
Like, unless
I don't
they
think
make
it
some
will.
Sort of mid-season tournament where you get. I don't
where you can be like your division champ or something, like a division cup.
Yeah.
Almost like in soccer, how they do league cups.
And you win a second, you're in, win two second rounders and a fucking, I don't know.
I don't think you win two second rounders. That's really valuable.
Yeah, it's great.
I think you win.
They want to encourage more play.
I think you get a tiny banner.
You get a toe ring.
You get a toe mood ring, and it's the color of whatever your main team is. Let us know if you guys think Pacific Division wins will ever matter. Let us know what you think of these players' body types. I guess it's kind of an honor of the body issue, the ESPN issue that just came out.
Yeah.
CP3's in there doing his thing. Coming up after this, we have a very futuristic love, marry, kill.
All right. We're here. What do you got for us today?
Okay, so NBA 2K was released yesterday or today, I don't know. And NBA 2K, for those of you who don't know, has a stranglehold on the basketball video game market.
Despite the NBA having their own game, right?
Well, no, they do not.
Oh.
There's NBA Live, which is made by EA Sports.
Oh, gotcha, 2K, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah. So it's them and NBA Live, which you use, if you've played games for a while, NBA Live used to be the best franchise. And then it completely tanked, and 2K just kind of overtook it and became the default one, and now it's a very much like a pay, you got to pay a bunch of stuff to upgrade your player, loot boxes type thing. So what could we have that's better than 2K?
I don't know.
I got some things.
What do you got?
The first one is a very rational one. Just bring back every NBA Jam every year.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. I also have, that's the least in-depth one I got. Jimmy Goldstein's NBA experience.
Okay.
Pick your jacket and hat and enjoy leering at the players during warm-ups from the baseline just like Jimmy G. It's kind of a day-in-the-life GTA-style thing. Could get really weird depending who's producing the game. If it's a Rockstar game, I'm buying it 100%.
I'm very interested.
The next option, Andrew Bynum's practice party. Infamously, Bynum was cut from the Cavs for heaving shots in practice whenever he got the ball. Whenever he got the ball. Now it's your chance to play like Bynum. Work out for scouts, get draft hype, then freak out and do whatever you want in practice. The shoot button only works when you're more than 30 feet out, and you're whipping people with towels and, like, throwing cups and stuff. It's just a practice disruptor simulation. Kawhi's decision decimation. Play as Kawhi as you have a secret 2-hour-long meeting with Doc Rivers while also texting the Lakers and Paul George. Can you keep your moves from the prying eyes of Ari, Canadian helicopter pilots, and Magic Johnson? The only way to win is to sign with the Clippers.
All right, well, I love Kawhi decision decimation.
Oh, yeah.
This is great.
That'd be fun, dude. RPGs with, like, high intensity free agent stuff, I think, would be so cool.
Yeah, I love the idea of it being like a pressure puzzle kind of game.
Mm-hmm. A lot of mini games.
I imagine it weirdly somehow being kind of like Splinter Cell. You know how like you had to do like the weird hides and stuff like that and creep up on people?
Or an LA crime when like you try and figure out if someone's lying based on their facial expression. It'd be a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
All right, so which one are you marrying?
This one seems like the easiest one. Just bring back NBA Jam every single year.
That's fair. I can't be mad at that. They re-released it a couple years ago, and it was like really good. But just have a new one every year.
Do a classic jam. Do a 5-man jam. Do a big 3 jam. All in one game. You're getting a lot of value, a lot of fun.
And which one are you killing?
As enticing as it sounds, I think I gotta kill the Jimmy Goldstein NBA experience just because. It scares me a little bit.
It seems really weird.
I don't really know if I want to see it, and I don't really know if I want to have to live it or play through it.
It's a rated M game.
How many playthrough hours are you envisioning this game? Isn't the average game like 40 hours
this
now?
This is a 45-hour campaign with 3 hours of side missions.
Oh, man.
And a bunch of DLC that's yet to be released.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got goosebumps. Yeah. I got to chill.
I am going to love Andrew Bynum's practice party.
I think that's great.
I think punting a basketball is one of the most satisfying things.
I think it could just be practice party in general. You can toss AI in there. You could toss in JR with the soup.
There you go.
A little side game like that.
Some more DLC.
Obviously, Jimmy Butler playing.
Oh, yeah, you're getting the scrub.
You get a lot of good stuff going on there.
I like this one. I'm
getting D'd up as Devin Booker.
Yeah, and you got to argue a joke from Noah. I am marrying Kawhi's decision decimation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that would be really fun. I think it'd be really cool to have, like, just, like, dealing with leaks and, like, having Kawhi react to leaks and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm imagining somehow it's like all the president's men mixed with like, I'm just imagining like the scandal goes all the way to the top, obviously.
And then I think I got to kill Jimmy Goldstein's NBA experience.
I just don't know. I don't think the world's ready for that.
I don't think they are either. If it was made by Nintendo, it'd be great. But in this situation, it's made by Rockstar. So I think it's uncomfortable for people. Oh, man. That about wraps it up.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Man, guys, thank you for hanging out with us on this brief Friday pod.
We're gonna love a Friday pod.
Love a Friday pod. We're going to have a brand new episode for you guys on Monday.
That's right.
Not tomorrow. Where we talking about the freshies, some new guys.
Absolutely. We're also going to have a tease, not even a tease. We're going to have a section with, I did an interview with Kevin Ostreicher from the Locked On Ravens podcast.
Hell yeah.
He's going to give us a little bit of an outside perspective on the Clippers. Always good to have. I don't know.
The bandwagon's open.
We're completely objective reporters, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, sometimes it's good to get another objective voice in the room.
Yeah, we need all the objective voice we can get, guys. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler,
and I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks so much for listening.